BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. Flames have lit up the night sky in the Iranian capital Tehran after Israel hit an oil depot on the eighth day of the war. Local residents said it was as if night had become day. Israel said oil from the depot had been used to operate military infrastructure. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel had a systematic plan to destroy the Iranian regime. He claimed the US-Israel conflict with Iran could bring peace to the entire region.
Our success will bring not only the removal of the nuclear threat to the entire world and not only peace between Israel and Iran, it will also bring a dramatic expansion of the circle of peace around us. Today, everyone understands that the Ayatollah's regime endangers the entire world. In recent days, Iran has attacked 12 countries around it. We stand with them.
The Iranian Red Crescent says more than 1,300 people have so far been killed by US and Israeli bombings. The authorities in Dubai say a man has been killed during the latest Iranian drone and missile attack on the United Arab Emirates. Nick Beek is in Doha.
One of Dubai's tallest skyscrapers was left smouldering as the air defences kicked in. The attack in a bustling part of the city has shattered any hopes Iran was indeed prepared to stop firing at its neighbours in the Gulf. The UAE said it intercepted 5 missiles and more than 100 drones today. The day had started with an Iranian drone attack on the main airport in Dubai that could have been catastrophic.
Oh my God.
A video showed just how near it landed to a terminal building, with planes on the tarmac nearby. Without even acknowledging the strike, the authorities announced they were halting operations to protect the safety of passengers. Flights quickly resumed, and more people were able to escape this crisis that has engulfed the Middle East.
In Iraq, air defences have intercepted several rockets fired at the US embassy in the capital Baghdad, which are believed to have been launched by Iran-aligned Iraqi militias. Elsewhere, more strikes were reported to have targeted Kurdish-Iranian militants in Iraq's autonomous Kurdistan region. Some groups are reported to be planning crossing into Iran to help the opposition against the regime. President Trump was asked on Air Force One if he supported such an action.
We're not looking to the Kurds to go again. We're very friendly with the Kurds, as you know, but we don't want to make the war any more complex than it already is.
No, you've ruled that out.
We don't want, I have ruled it out. I don't want the Kurds going in. I don't want to see the Kurds get hurt, get killed. We've had a good relationship. They're willing to go in, but I've told them I don't want them to go in.
That was President Trump on Air Force One. World News from the BBC. President Trump has told a dozen right-wing leaders from Latin America and the Caribbean that the US is ready to lend its weaponry to eradicate drug cartels once and for all. At the first Shield of the Americas summit in Florida, the US president announced a new military coalition aimed at achieving this. The US Secretary of State Marco Rubio spoke about the benefits of developing closer ties between the US and other participating countries.
These are also countries with extraordinary potential. Some are fulfilling it, some are well on their way to fulfilling it. And this is important. We want to be a partner with you in that. We want the world to see that when you are a friend and an ally of the United States, it is a good thing. It's reciprocated. It comes back the other way as well.
An explosion at a nightclub in Peru has injured more than 30 people. The authorities described the blasts in the city of Trujillo as a suspected attack. It happened in the early hours of the morning during a performance by a cumbia band. Peru's government declared an emergency in Trujillo province last year to tackle criminal gangs involved in extortion. A fire has broken out at an oil depot in the southern Russian region of Krasnodar following a drone attack. The local authorities said more than 90 firefighters were tackling the blaze in the town of Armavir. The Krasnodar region lies east across the Sea of Azov from southern Ukraine and Russian-occupied Crimea. The Russian ballerina Nina Petrova has died at the age of 101. Considered one of the leading exponents of Russian classical ballet, Petrova danced for 24 years for the Kirov Ballet, premiering the performances of Frigia in Khachaturian's Spartacus and Nina in Masquerade. The Mariinsky Theatre, where the Kirov had its home, acclaimed her refinement and the impeccable lines of her dance. On her retirement, she taught succeeding generations of ballerinas. BBC News.